This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Corelation's new Chief Technology Officer, Don Cirrus, on the program talking about, well, becoming the new Chief Technology Officer of Corelation and what that means to her and what that means to Corelation as well. So really good stuff here from Don, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, my goodness, look who we have here in our virtual studios, Don Cirrus, now with Corelation. You are now the Corelation Chief Technology Officer. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, good. Well, we're glad to have you here. And we're talking about being Corelation's new CTO for this conversation. So I'm just going to ask you off the top here, how does it feel to join the ranks of the fine folks at Corelation?
Oh, I'm so excited to be a part of the team. I knew going into the organization, they had a strong corporate culture, but even my estimations were under predicted. It's a fantastic team to work with. So many high performers, such a strong commitment, not just to each other, but to the clients and customers of the Keystone product. So I'm in very strong company. I know I have very, very large shoes to fill, replacing Dwayne, the prior CTO. But look forward to working with the team and moving things forward.
Yeah, I think you're going to do all right, Don. So I want to get to kind of the heart here. But why Corelation? What attracted you to these guys? Obviously, they have a reputation in the industry for being very forward thinking, and they have an all-star crew there already. And then adding you to the ranks makes it that much better. So why Corelation?
Yeah, I mean, that forward thinking is really key, I would say. You know, I've been around the credit union industry for a long time. I've used CORES. I've recommended and helped credit unions select CORES. I've integrated with CORES as a digital banking provider. So I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly within the industry. And Corelation has always been very progressive. The Keystone product, from its open API and the ability to readily access data, to the member-centric architecture, to the tech stack, which is highly flexible and allows you to modularize. Mm-hmm. from a technical component perspective. There's just so much to work with there, and I really appreciate kind of the progressiveness, but also the nimbleness of the organization. You know, they're not too big to not be able to pivot and respond to credit unions' needs quickly. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's enough stability and structure and process to the organization that they're doing things right. So just so excited to be a part of the organization.
Well, that's good. And they're very excited to have you as well. So what are some of your primary responsibilities?
So as a chief technology officer, I lead the development and software services team. So think about developers, business analysts, product owners, scrum masters. Essentially, we're responsible for delivering the product. So new enhancements to the product, as well as custom development work that any of our clients might have. Mm-hmm. I work very closely with Jeff Dent, our chief innovation officer, on bringing the product forward. So anticipating where we need to be next in the market and making sure that we're not just meeting our credit union's needs, but hopefully, being ahead of them and anticipating them so that we're there when they're ready to move in that new direction.
Yeah, that's a job in itself, kind of that anticipation of where, because nobody, I'm trying to predict fintech. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the key is really just in having a solution that's flexible, because you're right. We can't always anticipate, what the next need is going to be or what the next, popular product direction might be for a credit union, but being able to have a platform that can easily adapt, that can easily layer in new functionality and new capabilities without having to rewire everything is what is key, because then it's limitless in terms of the possibility and the directions that you can go with the solution.
Well, which makes it so exciting at the same time. Your job is going to be an adventure every day, literally. So
it has been already a little bit of a fire hose, but an adventure all the same.
Indeed. Well, embrace it. So yeah, it's a lot of fun for sure. Hey, so you're on the job now. So what are some of your immediate goals? Well, like immediate and long-term goals. Stick with the immediate ones first, because those are easily doable. I think the long-term ones are, looking off on the horizon for sure. But so what are some of the goals you have in mind?
Yeah, for me, it's all around visibility and awareness. So very short term, getting to really understand my team, understand our capacity, understand what our sprint cycles look like, really just understand how we're delivering today, because that allows me to kind of look at where we have opportunities in the future to perform better, to be more efficient, to be more nimble in terms of responsiveness to credit union needs. So longer term, both internally and externally, for me, I'm a big data and analytics fan. So it's going to be all about information. So looking inwardly at the organization, it's going to be about really understanding what's our throughput look like, what's our capacity look like, so that I have that visibility and I can share that back to my peers within the organization as they're doing planning, as they're talking with clients and deciding how many new customers can we take on, how many new enhancements can we do. I want to make sure that we really have good visibility, good data behind that to make smart decisions, because we don't want to under deliver, we want to over deliver. And then externally, same thing, but kind of a different flavor for our credit unions. I think there's so much opportunity for credit unions to take advantage of data. Any core system has a wealth of information. Keystone is absolutely no exception, but our Keybridge API exposes all of that information in addition to any third-party fintechs that are integrated into the platform. So the power to have access to all of that information and for the credit unions to then be able to truly know their members and understand the way they're engaging with the credit union, what products they're using, and what their needs might be. I think there's tremendous opportunity for us to help them leverage the power of the platform as it exists today to be able to make better decisions for their members.
Yeah, well said. And you obviously have an extended technology background in credit unions, like you said before. So what, and this is kind of a, I don't know, a bigger surface level question here, but what can they do better to keep pace or even remain ahead of the technology curve today? Because that's, like we alluded to already in our conversation, predicting fintech is, that's just an impossibility. But what can they do to kind of keep pace or remain ahead of this curve, especially in the tech sector?
Yeah, to be honest, I think the key is don't reinvent the wheel. There is this fantastic fintech marketplace out there for credit unions to tap into, to be able to partner with, to deliver new products and services that are innovative and that are what either the demographics that they want to serve, or in a lot of cases, the demographics that they want to attract to their institutions. These resources and these tools are available. It's just a matter of partnering to make them available to the membership. So I think that's a big part of it. And again, not to sound like a broken record, but the data, understanding, I've done a lot of digital strategies with credit unions. And it's funny because the answer is not one digital strategy, or it shouldn't be. It should be multiple, So if a credit union is able to truly understand their membership and kind of silo those groups or those profiles into, multiple different communities and understand their needs, be it different or the same, and then build strategies to serve on those needs in terms of the way they want to be communicated with, the way they want to be served, the products and services that they want delivered to them, when and how. It can be multiple digital strategies, but it starts with understanding the members' needs and the way, the way they behave and personal milestones. So I think data is a big part of the answer for credit unions to be able to continue to compete in the future.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I find all that stuff so fascinating, especially the consumer behavior part and how you can really leverage that data to better serve them. So yeah, I find that eternally fascinating. And one last question for you, as you're talking, okay, obviously you love the data, a lot of people do out there, but what else in the technology arena really gets you, what gets you excited in the technology? Because there's still a lot of unknowns out there, and there's so much development out there. It's really kind of a cool time to be in this space. So kind of what gets you up in the morning?
I think there's two areas that I'm really excited about right now. Yeah. First one, super hot topic for everybody, is artificial intelligence. Oh, yeah. So it's, going back to the analytics, being able to take that information and cultivate it, with machine learning to be able to, produce action, produce insight. It doesn't have to be something that, somebody in a back room is crunching numbers to do. We have this amazing technology today that can make a lot of, good analysis, good perceptions for us, and recommendations. And then the other one is remote process automation. There's some opportunity today with technology to not replace jobs, but to be more efficient and to allow some of our staff to be able to focus on more strategic or operational or process type endeavors, as opposed to kind of the day-to-day number crunching, clicking keys on a keyboard type tasks. So I think there's so much potential within RPA to take advantage of some automation and bring better efficiency to organizations.
Indeed. Yeah. So yeah, it's very exciting out there right now, especially with the chat GPT or whatever.
Chat GPT. Yep.
Who's not talking about that right now? My goodness. So yeah. So anyway, yeah, I digress a little bit. Anything else to add to wrap up, Dawn? I know you're obviously just getting started here, so it's going to be really exciting to see what you have in store for the fine folks at Correlation, which will ultimately trickle down to the credit union clients there. So yeah. So anything else?
The only thing I would add is, when I came into the role, in my interview and even with staff since I have started, I've been very transparent. Because I've had so much time in the credit union industry, the client is my priority. So voice of the customer is very important to me. So, you know, we can build all the cool technology that we want, but if nobody's going to use it, then we're wasting our time. Right, so right. It's very important to me to spend time with our existing clients and to spend time with prospects to understand, are we meeting their needs? Where do we need to be to satisfy their needs? What does that user experience need to be? What's the ideal expectation? So that's going to be a tremendous priority for me in this new role, is really making sure that voice of the customer theme is carried throughout everything that we choose to do.
Yeah. No, well said. And that voice of the customer as well can create some great ideas for you too, you know, in collaborating with these different credit unions out there that are doing some really cool stuff. I mean, guys, sure, working together really, really well. So, all right, Dawn, I'm going to let you get back at it because I know you probably have a lot on your plate. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but thank you so much. And congratulations again.
Thank you. My pleasure. I appreciate it.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.